Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in Three Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver 5 times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues. It is Monday, so you already know this is going to be an incredibly important episode, and you're only going to be able to hear all of it on patreon.com/Game of Roses. What we've prepared for you today is something that we think you're going to like. As you know, from time to time on this program, we make predictions. And as you know, 100% of them are always accurate. Today, we have an entire episode, an hour's worth of predictions about what is going to happen to our beloved game in the next 5 years. These are going to be very specific predictions, and they are going to be extremely accurate. So if you want to know what you can be looking forward to in the next 5 years of your life as a fan of The Bachelor, of our beloved game, this episode is going to tell you exactly what those things will be.
You might be thinking, Clues, Pace Case, how could you possibly know? But like many futurists, time cops, etc., we're just following basic pattern recognition to know exactly when these things are going to happen.
Did we predict Dale Moss was going to win his season by just looking at his Instagram?
Yes.
Yeah, we did. Did we predict Matt James was going to be the first Black Bachelor 6 months before it happened? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did we predict Katie Thurston was going to be the next Bachelorette by just looking at her Instagram?
Yeah, I think we did that one too.
So now we're about to predict a whole host of other events that are going to take place in the next 5 years within our beloved game. This is a segment that we have done a few times in the main show, but never a full episode. This is
Game of Roses. Predictions.
All right. Our first prediction is not really a stretch. It's maybe one that you all are making yourselves at this point. But our first prediction is that within the next 5 years, we are going to see a shift to year-round Bachelor. 2021 is going to prove to be very lucrative for Warner Brothers, ABC, and NZK with back-to-back seasons of The Bachelorette. Almost back-to-back. There will be a paradise inserted in between them. But this is going to continue. 2022, we are going to see two Bachelors because this model is going to work and they're going to be like, well, okay, now what are we going to do? We got to keep this rolling. And then 2023, we'll see two Bachelorettes and some version of that pattern is going to continue on year after year. What's more, Bachelor spinoffs like the upcoming elderly dating show will start to pop up on streaming services. In fact, every streaming service is probably going to have a Bachelor Universe show just like Marvel did before Disney Plus came out. There might be a college Bachelor. There are going to be Bachelor crossovers into other industries like we saw them try to do with Listen to Your Heart. And as
bachelor
a result...
athletes. Bachelor artists.
Bachelor tattoo artists. Ink Master meets Bachelor. That's a show I'd fucking watch till doomsday. That would be my favorite show.
Fashion designers, and it's only women and gay men.
Fashion designers, we can have drag contest Bachelor. It basically is just inserting the Bachelor dating game pattern over any show that already exists that is a competition show in some thing. You can have cake baker Bachelors. You can have, I mean, it's endless. It's literally fucking endless. I would love to see Jeopardy Bachelors.
Bachelor below deck. They all have to date while they're stews on a ship.
But as a result of this, we're also going to see coverage of our beloved game continue to grow. Just like in all other sports right now, we've got not only ESPN, there are plenty of 24-hour sports networks that now exist. There's a billion different podcasts on a billion different networks that cover sports. The same is going to start to happen with Bachelor. And we're seeing it a little bit now. We're in the very early days of this, where there's new Bachelor podcasts popping up every so often. Players are getting podcasts. It seems like now any player who comes off the game who finished top four or higher can have a podcast if they want. We know PP and Dustin are coming out with a new one. So we're going to start to see that industry grow as well around this coverage of literally year-round Bachelor. Even in the moments that we're in now, these off-season kind of 1 or 2 month periods, I think you're going to see coverage about what these players are doing in more than just a gossipy kind of capacity, which is what we have currently. I think it's going to start to become more hardcore sports coverage about who is going on Paradise, who's gotten the offer, how much was the offer. I think you're going to start to see a lot more stuff come out
the
about
the Gore model.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say it's necessarily our model, but it is. We are the ones developing all of this.
This prediction is also for us becoming the head of this Bachelor coverage.
I hope that's the case. I mean, it's going to take some resource. It's going to take some work to put all this together, but it is going to happen. But the big piece of this prediction is that we are going to see year-round Bachelor. At some point in the next 5 years, that first year of it is going to fucking happen. And it's just the weird thing about it to me is there is a rate of burnout. And I know for you and me, it's a like we get close to that on a daily basis because we're constantly covering it and making media to support it. But even for somebody who just watches the show and listens to the coverage of it, I think it's going to reach this point of critical mass where it's like, okay, I just watch The Bachelor, Bachelorette, and Bachelor in Paradise, but I don't do the other ones. Or I just watch this one, this one, this one, but I don't do the other ones. Because it gets to be like that in other sports when you try to have like mass saturation. But you know what? The flip side then is, what about pro wrestling? Pro wrestling is year-round. They have one big or couple big events. Yeah. They do live shows every month. They have TV on every week somewhere. I mean, now there's the WWE channel. They have their own network and basically show not only all the contemporary new stuff that's happening, but that you can go on there and look at all the old WrestleManias and documentaries about wrestlers and all kinds of like secondary media to support it. And I think The Bachelor could do something like that as well, like a Bachelor network or a Bachelor streaming service that just has all Bachelor shit on it.
Totally.
Who, I mean, would you pay $10 a month for that?
For Disney Plus?
For a Bachelor streaming service.
Separate from Disney Plus.
Yes.
I mean, if it's my job, I can write it off.
I'm saying it wouldn't just be Bachelor. It would be all Bachelor shows throughout history. So we don't have to track down dark seasons and all that. You have everything that has ever been made. I would
pay any amount of money for that.
Yeah. I don't know if they want to do it because of, you know, the problematic nature of some of those older seasons. But then I say that and I'm like, what about season 25? That also had a pretty big problematic nature. It's like that is...
They don't seem to be worried about that.
Yeah. But I could see something like that happening with this as well, where NZK and Warner Brothers are just like, fuck it, let's launch our own Bachelor service unto itself.
I wouldn't be surprised if they're already in discussions about that. And I think you're right. I think adding the second Bachelorette season, they're going to make money and they're going to be like, well, let's not do fewer seasons. And maybe it'll line up with, what do we got? 2022 Bachelor Winter Games when the Olympics are in Beijing. I could see that. I could see it being next year that they do this and we get no off season.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, we're already kind of to no off season. It's like in football. After the Super Bowl, there's like a week or two of coverage of the Super Bowl and you're still watching the highlight clips and who did what and the bad calls and whatever. And then it kind of tapers off into nothing. But then within a couple of weeks, news is already flying around about possible trades or retirements or, you know, whatever is happening. And then you've got the draft that happens for the next season. That happens a few months later. There are these big pieces of news that happen in the off season that kind of keep the narrative alive of football, baseball. I mean, all sports have their off-season kind of news cycles as well. And I feel like for Bachelor, let's say that the off-season is what it is right now. You get 2 months after Bachelor before the first season of Bachelorette or whatever it may be. If there's going to be two seasons of Bachelor, you would get it after Bachelorette. And that would be it. And then in those 2 months, you're basically doing what we're doing right now, looking at all the players' Instagrams to see who's hanging out with who and who might be going to Paradise and all that shit.
I mean, we're still doing two or three episodes a week. There is so much to cover. And our content hasn't suffered being in the off season.
That's right. Our content never
Don't
suffers.
We all agree? Yeah, I don't think... I mean, we'll see what the ratings look like for Michelle Young's season. I don't think people do get tired of it, or maybe like you're saying, they split it up and they're like, I just watch Bachelor at this point. And then there's a hierarchy of the shows within the franchise. So it's like the hardcore fans watch all of them and then it tears up. But I mean, like, out of all of these, I'm dying for a second Bachelor in Paradise season. Maybe it's like an après ski Bachelor in Winter Paradise or something like that.
Well, I can see them twisting BIP into a more Survivor-esque type show as well that has them openly competing in certain kinds of games that has an element
like Bachelor
of,
Pad.
Yeah, kind of a Bachelor Pad-y meets Survivor type thing. I could see something like that happening. It's not necessarily for money. Like, there may not be a money prize in the end, but there might be some little things like throw in, hey, all the couples have to now compete in this, you know, three-legged race down the beach or whatever, whatever the fucking stupid thing is. And the winner is going to get to go to some nice hotel for a night and have a nice dinner and get to take a shower and not have to fucking sleep in the boom boom room.
Right. I would love that. You know what I would also love? A season of Survivor that's only Bachelor people that don't know how to survive.
Hey, that may happen. Reality branding crossovers, that may be a part of this year-round Bachelor thing where they're like, okay, what IP can we fold into The Bachelor? What IP can The Bachelor be folded into? That may happen. I think that's going to happen in mainstream media with, like, you know, Disney owns Star Wars and Marvel. Are we going to see a crossover between Star Wars and Guardians of the Galaxy? Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
We're going to start to see these brands
all of those
merge.
I think they could do their own. They don't even need to merge with Survivor. There's so many survivalist shows on TV now. Naked and Afraid, etc. Different twists. You just put Bachelor. I don't know what you call it. Survivalist something. I would love to watch that.
Well, we're going to be getting it all very soon. In the next 5 years, that is our prediction. But I think before
guaranteed.
5 years, guaranteed. I will guarantee year-round Bachelor's coming in the next 5 years. I don't even think it's going to take 5 years. I think we might see it next year.
You heard it here first.
But that is our first prediction of this episode. And now we are going to move on to a second prediction. And this prediction is going to change literally everything for The Bachelor. It is something that we have not yet seen in 25 seasons of The Bachelor, in 16 seasons of The Bachelorette, in 19 years of media creation for this franchise. This has not happened yet, but it is about to. Our next prediction is that the rest of this episode has over a dozen 100% accurate predictions about the future of our beloved game. And if you want to hear them, all you have to do is go to patreon.com/gameofroses and join us in the bottom of the pit, where there are now hours upon hours upon hours of extra podcasts that we do, just like this one, deep dives into different aspects of our beloved game. There are hours upon hours of videos now collected there that are half-hour Monday night shows we do every week in season. They are pregame shows before the episode of Bachelor, Bachelorette, or BIP airs. Out of season, as we are now in the off season, we've been doing in-depth examinations of different Instagrams of people who are in the pit, who submit their Instagram handles to us, and we go through their Instagrams picture by picture to determine if they would be good candidates for our beloved game or what they might be able to do a little better. And of course, there are strange songs that I find from time to time in the bottom of the pit that I will also put on that Patreon. So please, if you want to hear the rest of this episode or explore any of that other content that I just mentioned, join us once again at patreon.com/gameofroses.
It's the pit, you can get it in. Dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit. You can get it in. And dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.
We're almost through the second month of this year, but that doesn't mean that you should forget about those New Year's resolutions, your new goals, especially your skincare goals. Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results. And your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty. I've been using this stuff. Look at me. Look at my face, Pace Case.
You're glowing.
How young do I look? Tell me. Tell me the number.
That's a Pace Case glow. You look like a little baby.
Thank you. That's the look I'm going for. And I put the stuff on at night, Dime's eye cream. And then they have a dewy day cream that I also use. And this is the result.
I've literally never used a moisturizer before. Mm-hmm. I've always had oily skin, but now it's getting to that time. And I made one of my New Year's resolutions to be to do my skincare routine. And I'm using the Dewy Day Cream
in the morning, I keep it on the left. Using the restorative night cream, I keep it on the right. It's bim, bam, boom. I know which one to use. And now my face is moisturized all the time, and it's so nice.
You look like a baby as well.
Thank you. I was waiting for it. A little slow. But this takes the guesswork out of the routine. So this is part of the work system, the two moisturizers. There's also a sold-out retinol alternative, the TBT cream. I can't wait to try that one as well. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars.
This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in 3 Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver 5 times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the 7-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.